Hi everyone, welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. We are reunited once again with David and Roger. David is back from the islands. Where were you exactly?
We were in St. Thomas.
St. Thomas. And we have exciting news. David is engaged. Yeah.
It happened.
It's very exciting. Very happy for you. All good
Thank
things.
You.
And now on to planning your wedding. Exciting.
Yeah. So exciting.
Take your
There's
time.
Not enough going on.
All right. Before we get into these looks, anything you want to talk about this episode? I know, David, you just caught up on episode 1 and 2. If you have anything you want to say about them, eliminations, etc., lip syncs.
I managed to avoid most spoilers. And so with the exception of I saw who went home this week, last week, like when it first happened. For some reason, I convinced myself that they weren't like going to start sending home people in the first episode. So I was surprised that Serena went home. And like, I am sad that Jiggly went home so soon.
Me too. I mean, so far of the three that have gone home, she's the one I would want to come back.
Right.
Yeah. You just want to see more from her just because it's of all of them, you know, I feel like Jiggly's probably the one that's like developed the most.
Exactly.
She looks incredible.
She looks amazing.
Amazing.
So good.
Yeah. So I would love to see more of that. But the last two lip syncs have been like fierce.
Really fantastic.
Do we get to talk about the entrance at the end?
Sure, you talk about whatever you want.
Laganja, do we get to talk about Laganja?
We are going to talk about Laganja, of course.
So this was the first, I went back to a gay bar to watch this episode in Dallas, hosted by Kylie O'Hara Fatale, which is, she's Asia O'Hara's drag daughter.
Oh,
okay. And so my friend Tyler and I were sitting with Kylie watching this. She was hosting it, watching it. And when Laganja came out, all of us were like, it was great. And it was like, it was so great to be back in a fully vaccinated, well, we are.
Of course.
It was awesome being back in a gay bar for that particular moment.
Yeah.
And it really made me think about how like this opportunity is lost kind of with this being on Paramount Plus and being released at like early in the morning.
3 a.m.
Exactly. Because like, you know, it used to be appointment viewing for the most part, you know, whether, you know, pre-pandemic going to the bars or watching it, but just, you know, that kind of moment being in a gay bar with all the gays losing their minds, you know, Like it's built for that, and you get it on a streaming service. You know.
Yeah, there are some bars here in New York City that are now having viewing parties. I know that Barracuda is doing it with Skywalker. I know that Rock Bar is doing it. They have a queen there, but I can't remember. It's either Lilith Lafay, somebody like that. And this week, Brita Filter is actually doing one at the new bar in Hell's Kitchen.
The Q bar.
The Q. After it is going to be the Lady Liberty pageant. So you can buy tickets and get to see both of them.
Brita and who?
What? Did you say you
said
Brita who?
See both of them. See both
of
them.
Oh, no. The
Brita.
Drag Race, the show, Drag Race,
oh.
Viewing Party,
oh, okay.
And Lady Liberty.
Oh, okay.
But like, she is having a special guest, which is the one and only Tina Burner. Yeah, you all seem very excited about that.
Woo. Wait, right. Also, how do I literally leave for less than 2 weeks and a new gay bar opens?
Oh, it opened Pride. Two new ones opened in Hell's Kitchen, actually. There's one called XO, I think, HK. And there's two more that are going to be reopening as well.
But isn't like the Q Club like a four floor, like...
It is. It's three floors, and one is just a bar and maybe a dance floor as well. No, one's a bar, one's a dance floor, and then the other one is a theater space. So it's going to be drag shows and comedians.
Yeah.
And so I'm assuming this one is going to be in that on that floor. I don't know.
We'll have to go.
Yes, we will. I'm thinking about buying a ticket for tomorrow night. We'll see. Yeah, they're only $15. I mean, so there's that. I did want to point out that Serena Chacha has the honor of only being in the bottom two every episode she's been on Drag Race.
I was hoping a lot. I had high hopes for her just because you want to give someone.
I mean, and if you look at it, she wasn't the worst that week. Trinity was the worst.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it was a real season, she probably would not have gone home.
Yeah.
So there's that. All right. Anything else before we jump into the looks? The looks. What'd you think of their commercials?
I mean, the one that was good was really good, and the others were just okay.
It was because also, though, no one flopped. Like, no one tanked the way some people tank.
Yeah, I thought they were all acceptable.
Yeah.
One was exceptional, and they were the winners. I thought the Eureka one was good, but it was like an SNL skit, not a commercial.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a story.
Yeah.
I think if they had followed the assignment more, they could have been in the top as well. But they were safe, so that's fine.
Yeah. Do you think there's a reason that Pandora Box is kind of getting the Cameron Michaels edit, as in, like, nothing? She's getting nothing?
No, I mean, she's come out on Twitter. She's kind of come at World of Wonder asking why she's an extra on the show. And I thought she could have won this episode. Was she the best in the challenge? No, but she wrote that whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
It was all her idea. And they gave her no credit for that. They may have, and we just didn't see it. Mm-hmm. But that is the production not wanting us to see it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I felt
because then you're like, then you'd be stuck with the people saying, well, then why didn't Pandora win?
Exactly. Of that group, I would not have picked Trinity to win.
No, Trinity's runway was incredible, though.
It was good. No.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't my favorite runway, but it was good. We'll talk about that when we get to it. Let's jump into these pictures.
Let's do it.
I have things to say.
She's got it. She's ready.
We start by Miss RuPaul in Scarlett's dress.
So when they got close up on the fabric, I really like the fabric, what it's made out of. I just don't understand why it's shaped like this.
All three dresses that she's worn this season have been tiers like this, which is weird to me.
Yeah, it's just her ruffles are all misplaced.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's a little disheveled. It's a good dress. I'm not gonna boot it because of that. But yeah, I need more from RuPaul.
Yeah. But reiterating, the fabric looks really cool.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Roger, are you gonna jump on an Instagram or are you just gonna let us go again? I know you didn't want to play last week.
Remind me again.
You just kind of guess what Instagram. Decided.
No, I would like to just comment on what the eventual results
David,
are.
David, do you want to guess?
Oh, I've never been the guesser.
I know.
Let's say it was like an 80% two.
It was a 91% two.
Oh, wow.
Very high.
Do you know who are the people who, did you see who, the people behind the results?
I look at them occasionally. I don't usually look for RuPaul, unless it's weird.
Okay.
And rarely shares.
I agree with this. I mean, it's a soft toot, I think.
Yeah, the Instagram is a little high, I think, but it's still a toot.
Yep.
Next, we're gonna do Laganja Stranja.
Oh my god, I love this.
I love it too.
Yeah, definitely a toot. It very much harkens back to her, you know, marijuana roots.
Exactly. And she looks like Alicia Silverstone.
And she looks expensive.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very. So Instagram.
I'm going to go with like a 87.
Yeah.
85. You're right on it, David. Good job.
Good for you, David.
I've been doing this for a long time. At least.
I know. You know the Instagram viewers.
Yeah. I did love when she rips off that thing and throws it like Silky's way.
And it hit Silky. It was so funny. Poor Silky had a bad episode and then she got hit.
Poor Silky. I believe right, that's category. Actually the first time I've ever said poor Silky.
Yeah, exactly. Our category is Redemption Runway, and this is they are taking a, I want to say runway look from the past, but it's not because two of them did
promo looks.
That was interesting.
But they have to redo it into something better. So they're supposed to be failures is what it's supposed to be.
So I forgot which queen it was, but I think I read that one of the queens wrote on social media that they actually did not get a, they don't get a choice in what
they don't. Did. They were picked out for them. I did hear that as well. Mm-hmm. That these looks were chosen for the queens.
Like you need to redo this look.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which means two of them, they had no problem with any of their runway looks. So there you go.
Yeah.
First we have Kylie Sonique Love redoing her Lady Gaga look from Snatch Game season 2.
I want to hate this, but I love it.
It's like watching a Dr. Seuss page come to life.
Exactly. It's Dr. Seuss.
It is. When I first saw it, I was like, is this something that Lady Gaga wore?
And it actually is part, it's an actual Lady Gaga, like.
It is.
I think it's an actual.
It's an costume. Actual garment that Lady Gaga wore.
From is it Chromatica Press Tour?
I think it was the press for Chromatica. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can't hate it because it's the outfit that she wore. I don't like the wig, but that's just me.
No, I think it's so sexy.
I like the wig. I don't like it on this outfit, I think is the problem. The outfit is just so distracting to me that I feel like it just needed to be a short wig because the outfit is so much. Or maybe have more of those feathers coming off your head. I don't know. It's a 2 still.
Yeah.
Did you all see the video of Kylie dancing with Miley Cyrus from
making out with Miley Cyrus?
Oh my God. She looks like it was just this past weekend from a show Miley Cyrus did in Vegas that in she Vegas, brought. Yeah. She brought Kylie out to dance with her on stage, and Kylie was giving like sex. Like it's incredible.
Nice.
Kylie has an incredible body.
Incredible body can just like move like I oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. What do you toot or boot?
Toot.
Toots all around.
Toots all around.
What do you think Instagram thought of Kylie?
Oh, this is probably like a 65. 2.
71. You're very close. It's fair. Next we have Scarlet Envy, and she is doing her entrance look.
You know, Scarlet Envy doesn't really do anything for me, but I really loved this look. I thought it was great, and it's like a toga, and it's I love the wig. The wig is much better than her than the one that she entered with, at least in my opinion. So I'm tooting it.
My issue is that I just don't like her face.
You don't like her makeup, or you just don't like her face?
I don't know. So for me, like, I can look at this and like, yeah, this is beautiful, but I just don't like her face. So I guess like if we're tooting the look, it's a 2. That's all I'll say.
Well, I'm going to be completely different.
How is it that you can?
This is my favorite look on the runway.
Wow. Okay.
I think she looks stunning. I love this dress. It's so gorgeous. And I mean, it's such a step up from that piece of garbage she wore.
Oh, well, yeah.
David, I would just like to acknowledge that you have said, you just said one of the meanest things in the nicest way possible. And that's only something that you can do.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Whatever, it's a toot. I'm not going to give her a shoot, but I am going to give her a toot because I think she looks exquisite in this gown. What do you think Instagram thought of Scarlett?
Maybe like an 80% toot?
87.
All right.
It was a big toot from the Instagram peoples.
It is very cool.
Yeah. Ginger Minge.
Nope, you've done it again. Did you do that on purpose this time? No, you didn't. Oh my god, how many times did I correct you last week?
Exactly. It's Eureka O'Hara. I'm so bad. Why do I do that, Roger?
I don't know. All white people don't look the same.
Maybe all fat white people do. No, because then I'd be calling myself Ginger Midge or Eureka. I'm not. This is her faux fur look from season 9, and it's a boot for me. I hate it.
Yeah, I don't. I get the bodysuit. I get it. I get, you know. But I think that this is easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it is elevated from that other piece of crap that she's wearing. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think it's still not good.
Yeah. Yeah. What I would have done. Oh, go ahead, David. Sorry.
I was going to say, I think it's higher quality than maybe the first look, but I find the original look to be more interesting.
It is, yeah. I think the pattern is more interesting. This, it's just a bodysuit. And I think it's something that she wore on We're Here.
Very possible. I would have incorporated the crutches again.
I know, wear the crutches. This time maybe come out
just
with
that, like,
a walker
turn into
instead.
Wind.
Exactly.
Yeah. David, is it a boot or a toot for you?
I'm going to boot it. I don't understand how it is a redemption of that.
It's not. I mean, it's the material you said is better, but the outfit is not.
No.
Instagrams?
I think like
people like her, so
I'm
not sure. I'm sorry?
I'm going to go with like a 54% toot.
Just 50-50. Wow. People are very split on this one. Yeah. Right down the middle. Next, we have Raja D. O'Hara redoing her farm to runway look from season 11. Toot.
It's just a brown velvet anything just is never going to look good.
I know, but it looks really good on her.
Wait, you said toot?
I'm a toot in this, yes.
Oh, I thought I heard you say boot.
Oops. No, toot.
No, I think this is my favorite look of the runway. And I, you know, at first I was like, oh, the colors are so dark and dull and dirty. Yeah. And then I lived with it a little bit longer and I was like, you know, I not everything needs to be this, you know, bright neon kind of deal. And she sells it.
So
I'm a tooted.
Yeah, I love that she made that shrug out of the burlap. So you still had the burlap there. This headpiece is exquisite to me.
You know what she reminded me of? I don't know if you guys saw the production of Into the Woods at the Public Theater in the park several years ago at this point. But when like Donna Murphy,
yes,
turns back, so like her witch is very much like of the woods, like,
yeah, the tree creature.
Yeah, very tree creature. And then when she turns into the beautiful witch, it's still very much you know, that's the aesthetic only a little bit. So that's kind of what this reminds me of.
But glamorous.
Yeah.
All right. So you don't like it, David?
I feel like I need to sit with it more now. I don't know.
I understand the brown. I mean, brown is a very hard color.
It's a very hard color. I do love her from the neck up.
Yeah.
Like from that, it's like, that's beautiful. I'll give it like a soft toot.
A soft toot, okay. Instagrammable.
Probably like a 65. I don't know if people, how they are on her.
I think they're liking her this season, but I'm not sure either. No, it 84. Was an 84% toot.
Wow.
Good for her. That is a redemption.
Oh, it's definitely a redemption.
Next is poor Pandora Box, who's getting, you know.
I think this is why she did not win.
The shaft, I agree. This is her Unity family look from All Stars 1, where she was paired with Mimi on first.
So here's the thing. I didn't think the first outfit was that bad.
I like the first outfit more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She just looks like she looks very matronly in this.
Yeah, and she looks really old and
she looks like Fiona from Shrek.
No sense.
No sense. I hate it.
Yeah. Boot.
It's a boot.
And I don't like booting Pandora because I love Pandora.
Me too. But she's one of my favorites. But yeah, this was not her runway. But this is what they picked for her to redo.
There you go.
So, Instagram.
Maybe like a 55% boot.
55 boot. Nope, 68% boot. Was not liked. Next is Yara Sophia. This is her promo look from season 4. And I don't know why they would pick this because her promo look is fine.
Well, I think it's just, you know, this is from the early season, so the promo looks were not as elevated as they are now.
True.
And, you know, back then they were passing off H&M on the runway and stuff like that. So, you know, I get why they would want to redo some of these things just to get a little bit more elevated. And in that respect, I think she did a really great job.
I mean, this new look she's wearing is stunning. Yeah, I usually don't like these one leg bodysuits, but this one is gorgeous.
Yeah. And so I toot it.
I toot it as well. I think the hair is great. I love this applique on her hair. All this jewelry she's wearing is fantastic. You need that to highlight an all black outfit. So I think she did a great job.
So I love the look altogether. I don't understand the makeup choices she's making. Sometimes she looks sort of like a demon a lot. And I don't
She does like to wear the contacts, like the really light contacts.
But she does she also does a heavy, it's not even a smoky eye. It's like a bonfire eye or like, you know, right? Like it's always so dark around her eyes.
Yeah,
it just, it gives me spooky vibes, and I don't know if that's what she's going for.
Okay.
But it's still a toot, but it's just a curious choice for me.
All right. What do you think Instagram thought of Miss Yara Sophia?
I feel like everyone loves her, so I'm going to say it's like a 92.
Everyone should love her, because she's my favorite. it was just an 81% toot. You were right around there. And yeah, that's fine. She's kooky.
I did love, what did she say? She's like, if God didn't give it to you, buy it.
Buy it, exactly.
Yeah.
Next is Trinity K. Bonet, also doing her promo look from season 6. David, you already said that you love this look, so let's go with you first.
Yeah, no, I just think it's
very Queen of the Damned.
very Queen of the Damned. It reminds me of something maybe from someone earlier years. I can't remember though. I feel like we've seen similar to this before, but I still think she looks really good.
She looks gorgeous. I actually like her promo dress better. But I think she looks stunning. It's, I mean, I'm not going to boot this. It is definitely a toot. But I just like her other look better. I like the wig. I like her makeup. I like the sexy dress with the big slit. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, I mean, the promo look isn't bad. So, like, I think it's just kind of like a, like, sprucing it up. Yeah. Again, I think season six is really the last kind of promo shot where I think season seven and beyond is really when it started kind of getting a lot.
Yeah, season seven is when it became a fashion show.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, in terms of what she put on the runway, I think this is great. I think it, you know, her, the runways on her season were never her problem. And no. And she's got, I think she's got a great eye for what looks good on her. And this looks great on her.
It does.
Yeah, so toot.
Toots around. Instagram thoughts?
Let's go with like a 75% toot.
You are right on it. Wow. It was 77%.
Wow. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank
you. And I think very fair. What are your thoughts on Trinity K. Bonet on the show?
I have so many.
She's a little polarizing.
She's very polarizing. She just like, I can't. Is she trying to self-produce? I don't remember her being as vocal. Like, I just, I don't know. It's, she seems weird.
Yeah.
I like her on it. I do. I do. I think it's, I mean, I think she's very different from what she was on her season.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, it's cool to see this kind of a little bit more confident Trinity. So when that comes a bit of, she's just much more aware of herself. And with that, she's much more aware of her surroundings. So okay. I think this is the first time on All Stars that we've had someone who's actually like, for the audience, kind of like really going through the mechanics of the vote and like, what does this mean if I vote for this person, you know? Or, okay, I messed up because I thought that everyone was gonna go this way.
Right.
And, you know, so it's been, for me, I think that's the reason I like her, because I think her confessionals have been very interesting and very fun in terms of getting inside Queen's heads. I think she's, out of all of them, I think she's probably the most real in her confessionals.
Yeah, she's the one that's playing the game.
Right. And that's, I said to Richard, like, she's providing the entertainment this season so far. Yeah. Like, she is the narrator, too.
Totally. It's,
yeah. Yeah. Totally. And who knew? Who knew that out of all of them, it would be Trinity K. Bonet?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I feel like we're starting to see Jan set up for an arc as well.
Uh-huh. And there's good timing. poor Jan. Can't catch a break on this show.
No. Also, I find it so interesting now to know that they were told what to redo. Because I remember, I'm looking at this and I'm like, why would she redo this? Like, the first one's not that bad.
It's so ugly, David.
The first one?
The first, her entrance look?
It's Jan, though.
It's so ugly.
Oh. I don't hate it.
Yeah, so this is Jan's entrance look from season 12. David loves it. I don't. I love the new gown, though. I think the new gown is gorgeous. I think she looks stunning in it. I don't care if it makes her look a little older. She is older and more mature, so I give her a big toot.
Absolutely. I hated that matronly comment because, like this is a woman. Like, she's supposed to look like a woman, and this looks like Miss America. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
Jan can't win on this show. Like, that's, you know... They really jack her around. And I actually like this outfit. I think it's more Jan than any of Jan's runways, you know. And I said last time where, like, what I feel about Jan is that Jan doesn't have a kind of point of view in terms of who she is on this show. Yes. Jan wants to so win Drag Race that she's doing everything, and she's not giving the Jan that I know, that we know, that performs at Icon, at Albatross, at,
right,
you know, Hell's, yeah, Kitchen. You know, this outfit, the Redemption, is closest to the Jan that I know, that I have seen, the Jan that I love.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because she can't black out on the show. You know, though? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. She does not have her Jan juice.
Right.
Exactly. Oh, poor Jacob.
Roger, you bring out the worst in me.
I know, and you miss it. You miss it.
All right, what do you think Instagram thinks of Miss Jan?
I hope they really like her, because I think this is, like, I'm going to say an 85. Because it's beautiful. Like,
it's what? Just 73% okay. Too. I don't understand this. I think she looks gorgeous, so...
Instagram, she looks, wrong. You know, she looks like a real housewife.
She does. She does. Yeah.
Which is very Jan, which is very, like, if you think about, like, her background and stuff, I you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, here's Ginger Midge, not Eureka. And she's redoing her Future of Drag look from All Stars 2.
Talk about someone who can't duplicate the success that she had on her original season.
Right.
No, she can't at all.
I mean, she's already a short queen, and those ruffles make her look shorter.
Yeah. The only interesting thing about this outfit is the crown on her face. The outfit is, it makes her look like an egg with curtains. It's ugly and I hate it. Boo. David, yeah, loves it.
No, I don't. Like, I think it's, there's something cool about it. Like, I feel like she's on to something. You know what I mean? It's just she didn't get there.
Yeah.
That's all I can, like, I don't think it's good.
Well, how is she wearing this armor and still have a camel toe? I guess it's not, it looks like I thought it was armor at first, but now I guess it's just a silver bodysuit.
Yeah, I think it's just spandex.
You can't have like a metallic camel toe spandex. In armor.
Yeah. I don't know. I think she could have got somewhere with it. It just didn't get there.
It did not. Roger, any other thoughts?
No.
Fair enough. What do you think Instagram thought of this gorgeous look?
I feel like people still like her, so it's going to be towards the toot, but probably like a 60% toot.
No, it's a 71% boot. The biggest boot of the week.
Wow.
And
wait, can you toggle back? Oh, see, I like how the light's hitting it in the next picture way better, how it's almost kind of monochromatic.
This one, yeah.
Yeah, that looks way better.
Yeah, this is me taking it off of the computer screen. This is the professional shot for RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, poor girl.
Yeah. Silky, Nutmeg, Ganache.
Wait, Ginger had the lowest?
I think she had the biggest boot, yeah.
And that's, yeah, okay.
We'll see. This is Silky redoing her family resemblance look from season 11, when she was partnered with Soju. She didn't do the assignment.
Right.
Yeah.
That's my problem. Does she look great? Yes. Did she do the assignment? No.
Yeah. There's no...
Go ahead, David.
You're going to say what I'm probably going to say. You go.
I hate to kick a queen when she's down, but it's exactly right. It's
do you?
It's not the but it's not the assignment.
It's not. Her wig and face look gorgeous. I'm gonna boot the whole outfit though.
Yeah.
So, here's the thing. I don't think the outfit's bad. I think she actually looks good. It should have been blue. It should have been blue.
Yeah, she just wanted to wear this, I think.
Yeah.
And it's reminiscent of disco, and she's like, yep, that's it.
Yeah. Is there such a thing as a soft boot?
You can nude it, which means you have no opinion of it whatsoever.
Oh, but I have an opinion.
Then it's a boot.
I boot.
Yeah. My thing with her is that she's just kind of that, she's one of those people where she thinks that she can bend the rules a little bit and get away with it and doesn't understand that you can't.
Yeah. I think she thought that.
But she did. She did on her season.
Her personality was so big on her season that she could get away with it. But she has been playing very small on All Stars mm-hmm. because of all the hate that she received. And you can't carry that off.
Yeah.
No.
At all.
And RuPaul was legitimately shocked when she was voted out.
Do you really think so?
Oh, probably not.
I'm sure RuPaul
knew. I mean, RuPaul's not that great of an actress.
That's true. That is true. That is a fair point. I will take that in. Instagram, what do you think Instagram thinks of Miss Silky?
Oh, it's probably like a 60% boot.
No, 55% toot.
Wow.
I think they felt bad for her because she got sent home.
Well, and I mean, again, it's not. She doesn't look bad. It's just,
no, it's a decent look. It's just not what she was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And finally, we have Akiria C. Davenport redoing her caftan look from season 11.
I love it.
I love it too, but she got away so easy because she didn't wear a caftan the first time. So really all she had to do was wear a good caftan.
I will venture to say that I think of all the queens, Akiria is actually the prettiest queen.
The prettiest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, Akiria has a megawatt smile that blows the others away. She just knows how to do her makeup, everything. I really like this outfit. I think she also knows her body very well. And it just it works. It really does for me.
Yes, I agree. It's a big two for me. I even love the body stocking underneath it. I think it's really cool. So big two for me.
Yeah.
And their makeup,
like.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
The two of us, we're just super gay. Her makeup's just like so detailed. And I was a huge fan of her on her season. I hope she starts to pick up some steam in this. I really like her.
Yeah. The only thing I wish is that I wish there was some reference to the butterfly on it, but not enough to sway my decision that she looks great.
No, I mean, the redemption for her was wear a fucking caftan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. All right, what do we think Instagram thought of Miss Akiria?
I'll give her like a 72.
81,
yes.
Yes. Well deserved. She looks really, really good. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could have picked. I did put a group picture in here, but can you pick out your top toots, everyone? Do you need me to scan through them quickly?
Let's do a quick scan through, yeah.
Yeah,
great. Take a quick look. I'm just kidding. So we have Kylie as Lady Gaga. Scarlett. Eureka. Raja. Pandora. Yara. Trinity. Jan. Ginger. Silky. And Akiria.
Okay.
My favorite is Scarlett. I'm going to give it to her right now. I loved her look. I thought she did a great job. Bravo.
Mine was Raja. I really did enjoy it. And I think conceptually it worked for me.
Agreed. David?
I'm going to go with Trinity. I think she looked very elegant. And
Fantastic. Wow. All right, I added a couple extra bonus pictures in here for us to look at.
Okay.
This was Jiggly's redemption look. She posted this on Instagram, so that is the big potato from season 2, post-apocalyptic, and then the new one. She looks stunning. She looks so good.
That would be cool. Yeah. That would have been fun.
If she was on the episode, I may have picked her as top two in this look. And also, Little Miss Serena's look from season 6.
That's fun too.
Elevation.
That is elevation, yeah. Yeah, she looks great. So bravo to both of our eliminated queens. That's all I got. Anything else you'd like to say about this episode?
We shut it off before we got a preview for next week. What happens next week?
Next week they are doing the All-Star Halftime Show.
So it's sort of like when they did, so I saw the first act.
There's dancing involved.
Yeah, they're doing it in the style of a diva, I think.
Right before I jumped on,
remember that All Stars where
they did RuPaul songs
in the style of, so Milk was like Celine, Ben de la Creme was Julie Andrews,
yeah,
and it was the Shangela's Mariah Carey. So I think that they are, from what I understood from the 5 minutes that they released today, I think they're doing it in the style of divas again. So these divas who are doing this halftime show to the songs of RuPaul.
Great. I enjoyed the Divas Challenge, so I'm excited for that. Who do you think these queens are going to do?
I have no idea. I mean,
well, do we think they choose or do we think they get given?
I think they'll probably be given as... Wow.
They were given.
Were they given last time or did they pick?
They were given. I think they were given last time as well. But she said prior to today, you were given a song in the style of for this challenge.
Do you think they'll give Kylie Madonna?
Or Britney or Christina?
No, because she did plastic surgery to look like Madonna. That was her gig. She was a Madonna impersonator.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I can't think. Do you think it'll all be divas that have done Super Bowl halftime shows?
Have there been that many?
I don't know.
I'm intrigued.
You can count Britney because she did it with NSYNC that time.
Yeah.
Janet.
Madonna.
Beyonce. J-Lo and Shakira.
Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Did she do the halftime?
But she was part of, didn't No Doubt do it at some point?
And No Doubt, I think, did it, yeah. So maybe, I don't know if they would count her.
Katy Perry, remember
how Katy Perry, was? Of course.
Katy Perry. Did we say Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga.
We hadn't said it, no. I mean, Diana Ross was part of the last one, but
Diana Ross has done it.
Halftime show.
I mean, if you go back to the very first one, Carol Channing.
Oh, wait. Of course they would.
Why not?
You have Pandora Box.
It's going to be Pandora Box doing Carol Channing. I hope this really happens. Again, I don't know anything about this, but that's what I want to happen now.
Well, I won't be watching it until
Friday. Because you also have Trinity K. Bonet, who thinks she's Beyonce.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she could do Beyonce.
Has Rihanna done...
I don't think she has. I think she turned it down.
Yeah, Rihanna won't do.
She turned it down because of the kneeling.
That's right. Yeah, that's very true. Oh, I'm intrigued. I won't be watching it until Friday morning because tomorrow I'm going to watch
Black Widow.
Oh, how exciting.
I'm going to the cinema to watch it.
Enjoy.
You going with anybody?
I am.
Ooh.
Is it a date?
It's a date. I mean, they're all dates at this point.
And when do you come to New York, Roger?
So I get there July 31st, Saturday night.
Okay.
8 p.m. And then I'm in New York through the 7th in the morning when I jump on a 7 a.m. train to P-Town for 2 weeks.
Excited.
So yeah, we should do.
So you'll be here a week.
Yeah.
Essentially. Awesome. I can't wait to hang out with you.
Yeah.
Please make time for us.
Yes, absolutely. And maybe that Friday evening, y'all can meet the boy.
Please. And maybe that'll be Snatch Game week, and we can do our recap live and drink cocktails. all right, that's all I have to talk about. I have to go back to work, everyone.
Okay.
Me too.
Thank you all for watching and listening. Thank you, Roger and David, for once again joining me for Toots and Boots. And we'll be back next week. I'm excited for this week's episode.
Yeah.
All right. Woo. Bye, boys. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.